Right now, though, just about 11:53, Calvin, that means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
That delay kind of fits in with what we're going to be talking about, Calvin. That was really well executed. Headline reads from the HuffPost, experts issue warning about falling iguanas in Florida. Quote, it's going to happen, says biologist Joe Wesolewski. If it's in the 50s, they're slow. If they're in the 40s, they're on the brink of falling. And if it's in the 30s, they're down. This is a phenomenon. This is not a new phenomenon, but every time it comes up, it makes me laugh. You've heard about this, haven't you?
I have heard about this, yes.
When temperatures drop in Florida, Dan, so do the iguanas.
It's so bizarre.
It's truly.
Falling iguanas.
Falling iguanas. The cold-blooded creatures commonly live in treetops in Florida, but they tend to pass out when it gets cold. As a result, the hibernating lizards lose their grips on branches and fall to the ground or on an unfortunate passerby. Considering that iguanas can grow up to 5 feet long and weigh as much as 25 pounds, it's no wonder experts now issuing warnings about the potential chance of injury from reigning reptiles.
It's so bizarre. It's so bizarre. It's so, you know, I've lived in the Midwest pretty much my whole life, and just seeing like this kinds of thing, it's watching out for falling reptiles. Now the thing with this is like, you know, when they fall out of the trees, yeah. They're not dying.
No, they're not dead.
Right? And it's just like they pass out and fall out of the tree
from the cold.
Yes, and so like I guess you have to be wary of, you know, what happens next too.
When they wake up. I mean, are people just finding them and then throwing them in a garbage can or something? I don't know.
Or you know, what if you they wake up and all of a sudden they're just running around your yard or something like that? I don't know.
Wesolewski said falling iguana season.
There's a season.
Falling iguana season is often a shock to snowbirds and transplants. When it gets cold like this, because it was Florida and the whole southeastern area got hit by this big cold snap at the beginning of this month.
Yeah.
When it gets cold like this, it's funny to those who aren't from here to see the news people talking about iguanas falling from trees, but it can and will happen. Michelle Ronquillo, who is a professional iguana remover.
That's a job.
That is a job. Suggests people minimize the chance of being hit by a falling iguana by trimming back your trees from rooftops, wrapping your trees with material iguanas can't grip, or by installing a fake owl as a deterrent to any wannabe iguana.
So in Wisconsin, we got to clean our gutters, you know, to make sure that they're safe. And in Florida, you have to trim your trees because of falling iguanas season.
Exactly.
Yeah.
5 feet long, 25 pounds. That's not a small thing.
No, it's not.
Well, watch your heads in Florida. To me, again, this is just another reason never to move there. They have crocodiles that can eat your pets. Roaches the size of small cars. And now falling iguana season.
Falling iguana season. I used to live over by Brady Street in Milwaukee.
Yes.
And a lot of characters on Brady Street.
No doubt.
When you live on Brady Street in Milwaukee. And there was one guy who would have a pet iguana. And he would walk up and down Brady Street with like, you know, I don't know if it was
on
like
a leash
or something. It was kind of like it was on a leash. But on Brady Street in Milwaukee to have a pet iguana. So do they have pet iguanas in Florida too? So like they fall out of the tree. Hey,
you're my pet.
Now you're mine. Now you belong to me. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.